Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So here we are, backstage, as it were, at Busy Lizzie's. Young man, introduce yourself.
I'm Alan Davison, one of the owners of Busy Lizzie's Restaurants Limited.
Now, we've done a fair few things down with you guys before. I'm new to the behind-the-scenes type of thing. I'm here in this beautiful pinny and baseball cap. Why?
Well, we're going to show you how to fry fish and how we blanch chips and finish chips. So we're going to learn the whole fish and chip bit.
This oil looks hot.
Exact. 100 and... well, that's 148 because he's on just dropped it. They're about 185. And the chips is at 191.
That's really quite warm, isn't it?
It's a bit warm around here, especially with this hat on.
We'll see how I get on. Everyone loves fish and chips. Freshly fried fish and chips you cannot beat. So hopefully I can do your fine ingredients justice.
Which do you want to do first, though? That's the question. Do you want to do fish first?
We'll go fish first.
Right, okay. So we've got two fish. We've got cod and haddock. This is our batter trough. Sits on our range. So when you lift the fish out of the batter, if it runs off and you can see the fish straight through, then it's not thick enough, the batter. So basically it's run off. So as soon as I pick that up and it runs off, it'll actually be nearly lightly battered. Lovely piece of nice white cod, skin side up. So we're gonna put it in the batter, right? And basically what you're trying to do, if you imagine, you know, you've got big hands. So what I do is I use two fingers for the underside of the batter, my thumb on the top, and when I get it, I pinch it, but I've actually let the batter go underneath, so there's actually batter underneath the fish.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you touched it when it was dry and you didn't let it go in the batter, it would end up with spots.
Yeah,
and
you don't finger want marks.
Finger marks, exactly. So we do that. So what I'm going to do, I'll wash my hand and I'm going to let you do one.
Okay.
So I pick it up, let go, and then pick it and touch the batter, anything. Right, okay. Okay, right, so you did two things.
What's wrong there?
You picked it up and you wiped its bum, wiped the underside of the fish on the batter container, and you wiped it off.
Okay.
And then when you dropped it, you also wiped the top of the thing as well, wiped it as well.
So you just need, okay.
Okay, so you need to do it again. Pick it up.
Dunk it down.
Yeah, and then pick it up and then lift it above the weight of the exit, and then down, and then in. Right, okay.
Put the finger mark on that one again.
But that's because you were emphasising too much on the over the top.
No, this is tricky.
No, but you get used to the height.
So there are two bits of fish come out the fryer. When they go in the cabinet on the rack thing.
Yep.
You've done it a particular way around. You turned it over. Why?
Right. When we're frying, we fry skin side up, and then when we put it in our cabinet, we turn it upside down. So when we're cutting through it, you cut through the white side of the flesh, not the skin side of the flesh.
With you.
So that reason is that you're eating the nicest, fleshiest part first. Because the skin only, if you put the skin side down, it would curl and we'd be a banana. So it actually forces it to stay straighter if you put it skin side up.
So we got four chip fryers. All the stuff on the far end, the green rounded up stuff is for your gluten-free, so that's done separately. Talk me through Busy Liz's superb chips.
So we basket fry. So basically what we're doing is we're gonna blanch. So what we're effectively trying to do is create just so that it goes soft on the inside. So what we do, when I show you when you burn yourself.
Right, okay.
What we're doing is we're trying to get it to be cooked, but only just cooked. So then when we finish, all we're doing is creating the crispiness on the outside, because the puffiness on the inside will already be there.
I've just seen you give one of the chips a squeeze to check it's done correctly. And do you normally do that straight out of the fryer, just give it a squeeze?
Yeah, so what we do is we put the chips in, as soon as we get them out, we pinch them. And we know from that whether the timer's correct. Because every batch of potatoes might require a little bit more time or less time.
And that surely that burns your fingers. Have you got asbestos fingers now?
I think you get used to it. You will burn yourself.
You're making me pinch the hot chips.
Yeah. But what you've got to remember is all we're doing is pinching them. You don't squeeze to touch finger to finger. We're just giving them a nip.
So the buzzer's gone off. Out they come.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to pick the biggest chip.
They've literally just come out of the fryer. You just grabbed it with your fingers.
Yeah, and you're going to pinch it. And see how that's sprung apart?
Yeah.
That's still a little bit hard.
Oh, man.
So I pick another one. Pinch.
I'll put it back in. Is that a problem?
Only to your fingers that you've now burnt.
Yeah.
No, but
how do you just hold that for so long?
I'm like
more of a man than me.
No, I'm not actually holding it. I'm sort of like...
Am I being too heavy-handed?
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm holding the edges because that's got the least surface area on my finger.
Okay.
So you're holding it flat on the whole thing. I'm holding the edge. So that's what we do. So that's blanching.
Okay. Right?
So we leave them to rest. So now we've got a cold shell. We just leave them to rest. And we leave them there minimum 15 minutes, maximum 30 minutes. So we drop them in as finishing pan. So that's 190 degrees. And you'll notice the difference when I put it in. It reacts straight away.
It gets going,
it gets going straight away. So we leave them in there. Normally put the timer on, which is 1 minute 20 seconds. So in total, it's taken 6 minutes 20 seconds. But if we're frying them from cooked, from blanch, you know, all the way through the process, it probably takes 7 minutes, so a bit longer. So this way, we're part of the process is done whilst it's resting.
So. And how often are you checking everything's as it needs to be, you know, and making sure that standards are maintained?
Well, we call it product development, which really means us eating our own product.
That sounds wonderful.
Well, we did it today. We noticed that I had a lightly bad fish and peas. We're trying to lose a little bit of weight. And the peas were slightly burnt. Rung up the shop, told them, you need to sort your stuff out. I mean, the science is the fact that it's 45 years worth of practicing. I don't think you ever perfect it. There's always some variance. You know, more water in the potatoes, more starch in the potatoes, more moisture in the fish, slightly drier fish, how they've stored it, have they had it out too long, is the batter too thin? There's, fish and chips is an awesome business to be in, but you've got a lot of things to check.
Do you become obsessed?
my wife would say yes.
Freshly cooked chips, yeah. I've just done my fish, let's combine the two and have that all-important taste test at the end. I'm trying to lose some weight, but I'll abandon that for now and get stuck in. Good one. Thank you very much indeed.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.